Weight of Stone, Book 2 of the Vineart War by Laura Ann Gilman. Narrated by Anne Flusnick. Copyright 2010 by Laura Ann Gilman. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Pocket Books, a division of Simon & Schuster Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The Washers tell us over and over again that Sin Washer came to save us from destruction. They speak of the distant emperor in far-off Etion, and how he cared not for his subjects, only the wealth and power they might accrue to him. Two, the Washers say that the prince mages who ruled the lands Finn in the emperor's name in those distant days were cruel and unjust, hoarding the power which the magic of the vine gave them, and that the people cried out for someone to save them from overwork and despair. I, sitting in my library, surrounded by the documents of a dozen generations of landlords, might argue otherwise, that the people were protected by the prince mages, that the magic of the vine was what kept their lands fertile, their borders safe, their health secured. The veracity of these stories can never be judged. Truth is overrated. What matters is what people believe. In the Washers' stories, the people cried out, and the gods who then were active in the affairs of man heard those cries, and came down and delivered unto them Zartim, the son of Barphos, Harvest King, and Sharif, patron of the farmer. And this Zartim, in his anger and pride, took the first growth, the vine that bore the fruit of magic, and cast it down, shattering it to the root.